Next Tuesday, President Obama is expected to lay out his plans for Afghanistan in a primetime address. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore sees echoes of the past in the choices the president faces.
As Korea became Truman's war and Vietnam became Johnson's war, so Afghanistan becomes Obama's war. There have been 9 solemn sessions of military and civilian advisors, bridging differences about the way ahead, at least for now, and the president will address the nation in his primetime speech as the reluctant but committed leader. The papered-over differences between military and civilian, between open-ended and tied to performance, between counterterrorism and counterinsurgency, are apparent in the various leaks and briefings that have dotted the path towards a new strategy. It will take months to get the planned reinforcements in place, and more months to train Afghan troops and police, and still more months to deal with the wave of corruption. And all this time, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will not be sitting still. One defense official was quoted as saying, "We have to start showing progress in 6 months on the political side or the military side, or that's it. There are ways out if our troops find the mission impossible. Off-ramps, they're called in one document. But it is inconceivable that American forces would just go away if the going gets too tough. Surely we would hear a call for a military surge to support our troops." War leader Obama is likely to find, as President Johnson did in Vietnam, that the pressure for escalation is great. The understanding among Obama advisors about the conditional employment of troops may not stand up under heavy enemy pressure. Reluctantly donning the toga of war leader, President Obama may be nearing the defining moment of his presidency so far. This is Daniel Shore.